Welcome to the Holidays to Switzerland Travel Podcast. Your host is the founder of holidaystoswitzerland.com and the Switzerland Travel Planning Facebook group, Carolyn Schonefinger. On this podcast, Carolyn will be joined by a variety of guests who share their knowledge and love of the country to help you plan your dream trip to Switzerland.
Along with cows and mountains, chocolate and cheese are synonymous with Switzerland. And today we're going to be speaking about one of the villages that is quite famous in Switzerland for its chocolate and cheese production. But it's not only the village that we're going to discuss. My guest, Lisa Niefeller, is from Freiburg Tourism. Freiburg is the canton in which the famous little village of Gruyère is located. And so Lisa's going to join me today and chat not only about the famous village of Gruyère, but also some of the other wonderful places that we should visit in the canton. And let me tell you, this is a culinary lover's delight. There's so many delicious foods and even organic wines to try in the area that it really is a must-visit place. Let's welcome Lisa and hear what she's got to tell us today. Hi, Lisa. Thank you very much for being on the show today. Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your background in the tourism industry in Switzerland and what you do in your current role?
Yes, of course. Thank you very much, Caroline. And thank you for the opportunity to invite your listeners on a journey to Switzerland, more precisely to the canton of Fribourg. I have been working in the tourism industry in Switzerland for almost 6 years. And during that time, I have worked at our national tourism board, Switzerland Tourism, and its sister company, Switzerland Travel Center. And in 2019, I even got the chance to work for Switzerland Tourism in Sydney for half a year. So I must say I fell in love with Australia and I cannot wait to get back to visit my friends there as soon as the situation allows for it. And in the meantime, I'm going to stay in Switzerland, in Fribourg, where I am working since I got back to from Australia for one of the Swiss holiday regions, namely the canton of Fribourg, where I am in charge of the French and the Spanish market.
Wonderful. So for those listeners who aren't familiar with the canton of Fribourg, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. My French is not that great. Can you explain where it is and tell us some of the unique characteristics of the canton?
Yes, of course. The canton of Fribourg is situated in the western part of Switzerland. It can be reached in under 2 hours by train from the Geneva airport or from the Zurich airport. And I would say what is the most unique about the canton of Fribourg is its diversity and its authenticity. So I often refer to this region of Fribourg as the mini Switzerland, since you can get all of the Swiss cliches and whatever you think of if you think Switzerland in this region. You get small boutique towns, crystal clear lakes and picturesque alpine landscapes all in one region on a quite small territory. And speaking of cliches, we are also the region for cheeses and chocolates, namely of the famous Gruyère's cheese and of the oldest chocolate factory of Switzerland, which is still operative today. But I think we will talk a bit more about that later on.
I think we better. Now, which languages are spoken in the canton of Fribourg?
So Fribourg is a bilingual canton, meaning that there is German and French spoken, and you will also find it is a melting pot of the German and the French culture that we have in Switzerland. We have, as maybe some of you might know, we have 4 languages in Switzerland. We have German, French, Italian, and Rhetoromanian. And so in Fribourg, you really already get 2 of these languages. So we really got the best of it all in one region, and visitors can really experience both languages, but also both cultures in our region.
Okay. And speaking of the culture, in episode 18, I chatted with Andreas Frey from Appenzeller Tourism, and he chatted about some of the traditions and the customs that are still practiced in that region today. What are the customs and traditions that are still practiced in Fribourg Canton?
Yes, so really, we really are a canton of the traditions. They are very important to us. They are living traditions that we still practice today. So, for instance, as I briefly mentioned before, we are the region where the Gruyère cheese is from. And mm-hmm. so this cheese typically is made by cheesemakers up in the Alps. This is where they keep their cows, where their cows can grasp on the fresh herbs of the Alps, and this gives the excellent taste of the cheese. So one of the traditions actually is in the spring when the cheesemakers go up to the mountains with their cows to the Alpine huts. This is called the Poya. It's spelled P-O-Y-A, and it really is the event when they take their cows up, where they stay for the whole summer until mid-September. And this tradition of Poya is also something that is reflected in the so-called Poya paintings, which are traditional paintings that you may find in Alpine huts. And these paintings, basically, they show the cows moving up to the mountains. And a fun fact that I just recently learned is that actually these Poya paintings, they were not only for decoration. They were really to keep track of the herd. So they painted each single cow that they took up to the mountain to keep track of how many they had there. Because obviously they have a lot of space on the Alps and they can move pretty freely. So it's important to keep track of your cows. And then another big event and tradition we can say is after the summer, after a whole season of cheese making up in the Alps, and sometimes it's a bit of isolating because you're really up there as a cheesemaker alone. Then you go down the mountains, down the Alps in September, and this event is called Des Alpes, which is French and more or less translates to de-alpining. So you go down from the Alps and you take your cows with you. And this is really this event where the cows are dressed up. They are all decorated with flowers. There is traditional music playing, lots of food. And it is the reunion of the whole family after the summer.
Oh, lovely. So yeah, that I'm sure there's festivals and things held in the villages when the cows are brought back down.
Yes, that's right. So after when the herdsmen go down, there is the typical bénichon. It is a festival, a meal that is celebrated all together with family, with friends. It is the reunion after the Alpine herdsmen come down. And it really is something like, it is a French word, bénichon. It means Thanksgiving. And it's really something like a Thanksgiving festival to be thankful for the good summer season, for the produced cheeses and for the harvested goods during the summer season.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the cattle normally go up the mountain for the Poya. Is that normally around June, the start of summer?
Yes, yeah, so ideally it's around mid-May, but it really depends on the specific season, on the specific year. So I think this year it will be a bit later than mid-May. It will be probably around right now, end of May, beginning of June. But if it's a very summery spring, it can be already mid-May. And that's also from this time that the Alpine huts are open in the mountains for when hikers come by. So usually what these cheesemakers do is they have their cheese production site, but some of them also have something like a little Alpine kiosk where the hikers can come by and get a refreshment or taste a bit of cheese during a hike. But okay. This is very lovely.
Yeah, it would be. So there's obviously some lovely rural parts of the canton, but just to make it a little confusing, the capital city of the canton is also called Fribourg. What can you tell us about the city and what would we expect when we visited the capital?
Yes, so indeed it could be confusing. You're completely right. The capital of the canton of Fribourg is also called Fribourg. Fribourg in French or Freiburg in German, as again, it's in both languages. So it's a medieval town surrounded by town walls and it has a cathedral dating from 1490 with a tower that is over 76 meters high. So this is really like the spot where you get a beautiful view of all the city. And I would say it's the perfect start to explore the city of Fribourg. The city of Fribourg offers the perfect mix of a typical Swiss boutique town, interesting museums, leisurely walks, and also delicious gastronomy.
Okay. And what are some of the sights and experiences that shouldn't be missed when we visit Freiburg?
So, yes, I think certainly the cathedral is a must. As I mentioned, the tower, it has over 365 steps to go up, but it's definitely worth the view. And then I think a second step must be the old town. So it's situated on a lower level than the upper part of the town. The town really has these two parts, the upper part and the lower part. And in the lower part is the old town that was back in the day the industrial area of Fribourg. And today is really a charming place with lovely restaurants, socio-cultural projects. We have one of them that it's called Le Port. It's a mix of a cafe, concert location, and a spot for urban farming, really for the locals, but also for visitors who come and enjoy this place. And then maybe after you've had a drink or a little snack at this socio-cultural restaurant, you can go up to the old town again. And then you can use the funicular of Fribourg, which the locals call Funi. It's something that really every local person in Fribourg, we love our Funi. It is a funicular that is dating from 1890 and it works with counterweights and runs on wastewaters of the city. So it's also a very sustainable means of transport, unique in Europe and also listed as a historical monument.
Huh. Sounds wonderful and definitely something that you need to check out. You mentioned before the chocolate and cheese, and we're going to talk more about Gruyere shortly because I know that's very popular with visitors to the canton. But there must be plenty more other villages that you think are worth visiting. Can you give us a heads up on a few that we should include in our trip to the canton of Fribourg?
Yes, of course. So next to Gruyère, which you just mentioned, and which is situated in the Prealps, we also have other Prealpine destinations such as Charmey, which are really lovely. It's a small village nestled in the Prealps where you can do all kinds of mountain leisure activities such as hikes or bike tours. You can also from there take the cable cars up to the mountains if you prefer not to hike or bike. So it really has something for everybody. And also in this region, you really get the sense of the traditional Swiss pre-Alps. So it's really nice to be surrounded by all of this. And then also in the pre-Alps, we have the region of Lipaco, which is an equally ideal location for any mountain leisure activities. And you can also try the delicious fondue moitié-moitié, which we have a lot in these mountain regions during or after a hike. As I mentioned, the cheesemakers, usually in the summer, they have their little alpine kiosks open, so you can just have a little refreshment or a snack during a hike. So this is for the pre-Alpine regions, many little charming villages. But then we also have the regions of the lakes in our canton of Fribourg. Next to the lakes, we have the charming town of Murten and the vineyards of the Vuilly, as well as the medieval town of Estavayer-le-Lac. So maybe we can go a bit more into detail for this lake region.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, so this first town that I mentioned, Murten, is a medieval town next to the Lake of Murten. It's a small lake where you also have these typical town walls that are surrounding the village or the town, let's say. It's maybe more a village for an Australian person, but for us, we consider this a town. And so you can just have a visit of the town, visit the town walls, learn more about the history of the place, because actually back in the days, there was a lot of fights going on. We have this fight of Murten, where the German-speaking, I would say conquestors, they wanted to come down and take over of the town. And so it's really a historical place. And also what is important in Murten is the gastronomy. So as it is close to a lake, we obviously have a lot of fish that is served in this town, in the restaurants. And we have the typical Nidelkuchen, which is a tart made with a lot of cream. And it's really delicious. And then if you want to go over it, cross this lake, you find the Vui, the place where organic wines are harvested and produced. And there you will find another specialty, which is the Vui tart, which just goes perfectly with a wine tasting. So you have wine and then you can just have a little snack next to it. And then, if you want more lake,
you're making me hungry.
Yeah, well, it's a lot about food in our region. Yeah. So, yes, if you want even more delicious fish, or if you want to have maybe a bit of sport after so much wine and food, you can go to Estavayer-le-Lac, and this is on another lake. It is actually, if you cross the Vui wine region, you will get to Estavayer-le-Lac, and this is next to the lake of Neuchâtel, where you can do many sports activities, such as stand-up paddling, water sports. It is very safe to do this in the Swiss lakes, so it's a wonderful, refreshing activities in the summer.
Hmm. Sounds like lots of fun and a great way to burn off all those calories. Okay, so let's talk about Gruyère, because I know, as I said before, it's a really popular destination with international visitors. Many people coming to Switzerland are desperate to taste their famous Swiss cheese and Swiss chocolates, and they can find both of those in Gruyère. So how would you describe the village to someone who hasn't heard of it before?
Yes, so Gruyère really is the picture-perfect medieval village with an alpine flair that you would instantly think of when you think of a typical Swiss village. It is situated on a small hill. It's overlooking the green landscapes of the La Gruyère region. It has the wooden chalets that you would think of, and one is really more charming than the other. And also, what's really important, in my opinion, is when you walk through Gruyère, it smells of fondue and cheeses from every of these chalets, as many of them are restaurants. And so it's really a very, very authentic experience to walk through Gruyère's. And then at the end of the village, as a, let's say, a reward of the little walk, you have the Gruyère's castle that is overlooking the whole village. So it's really like this picture-perfect setting that you would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've only seen photos of it. I'm yet to visit Gruyère, but yeah, it's definitely one of those villages that as soon as you see a photo of it, you think, I've got to go there. It looks amazing. So what are the highlights that that shouldn't be missed on a visit to Gruyère? What would you do if you were just heading there for a day? What would you definitely make sure that you did?
Yes, so I think first of all, certainly a walk through the little town, and then a visit of the Gruyère's castle, as it brings a lot of information also about the history of the place, how it used to belong to the lords of the region back in the medieval ages. But also maybe something that might come as a surprise, we have an alien museum in this picture-perfect Swiss setting. We have the H.R. Giger Museum from Giger, who was the artistic design director, I think, of the Alien movies back in the 80s. So he is not from Gruyère, but he fell in love with the place. He is Swiss, and he decided to buy a part of the of these houses that are like the town walls at the same time. And so nowadays it's a museum where you find a lot of information about all the alien movies, an exhibit that is just not to be expected in this surrounding, but it's very, very refreshing.
A real contrast.
It is, exactly. So, I mean, if this is your cup of tea, then I would also really recommend the Giger Museum. And then maybe to round off the experience, I would either go for a fondue at one of these restaurants in the city, in the town itself, or an alternative is to go all the way down of the hill, and then at the foot of the hill where Gruyère is situated on, you will find the Maison du Gruyère, which is a cheese factory, actually. And it's also somewhere where you can observe the production of the cheese. So you might also, after having visited the little town, want to walk down. It's about a 10-minute leisurely walk. And then you can observe the cheese production in a maybe more industrial way, but still very authentic, and then have a fondue there to round up the day.
Mm. Lovely. And so what about chocolate? Tell us about the chocolate.
Yes, I mean, the chocolate is a very important part of Gruyère and the whole region of Gruyère. As I mentioned at the very beginning, we have the Maison Cayet, which is one of the oldest factories of chocolate production in Switzerland. And actually, it's the oldest factory that is still in operation. It is situated in the little village of Bro, that it's around 10 minutes, not even by car, from Gruyère. You can also reach it by public transportation if you wish. And then actually maybe after a morning or let's say until midday, when you've had your fondue in Gruyère, after morning of cheese, you can then head to the Maison Cayet for the dessert, which is chocolate, and observe and learn everything about chocolate and its history in Switzerland.
Oh, wonderful. So you can obviously do tours of both the cheese and the chocolate factory.
Yes, yes, you can do that. And it's a full day that can be experienced in this region. It's something that I do with friends when they come over and want to experience the authentic side of Switzerland or of our canton. So it's a perfect day trip. It's also something that I did with my family, because as you know, the saying, if you are maybe born somewhere, you don't necessarily do the touristic highlights. So I invited my family to do exactly this trip that I just presented to you, the morning and until midday. It was all cheese in Gruyère, and then we went off for the chocolate in Bro, in the Maison Cayet, and it was a wonderful day. Everybody enjoyed it.
I'm sure they did. Now, you mentioned there earlier about the castle that is the reward for making your way through the village. Can you also do tours of the castle and what's inside? Is there a museum or what? What would we see when we visit the castle?
Yes, you can do so, either a self-guided tour that is possible, or you can have, of course, a guide explaining you a bit more details about the whole castle and its history, and also the history of Gruyère itself. I did the self-guided tour many, many times and the guided tour one time, and I would say they are both equally nice. But of course, if you want to get a bit more information, the guided tour is highly recommendable. Mm-hmm. As for the self-guided tour, it's just with explanations on panels. It is also in English, so it's easy to do. You can do it at your own pace. And yeah, you can also get views of the garden after the self-guided tour. It just gives you, let's say, a tour a bit, little bit more maybe at your pace.
Okay. That sounds like something else that we definitely should be doing as well. Now, I'm sure, like most other destinations in Switzerland, Freiburg Canton offers plenty of opportunities for getting outside and in the great outdoors. So where are some of the best places that we should go to breathe in that beautiful fresh mountain air and enjoy the wonderful scenery?
Yes, so I mean, the whole canton has the fresh air. I think whether you are in the pre-Alps, in the cities, or by the lakes, so there are several options. But if you're really about outdoors and getting to these beautiful nature places, I think the pre-Alps and the lakes are really the regions to go. In the pre-Alps, I would say, for instance, the mountain of Molaison is wonderful. It is a mountain that is just next to the village of Gruyère that we just talked about. It is also visible from this village, and it is the iconic mountain of the whole Gruyère region. So you can go up there either by car and then take a cable car to the very top, or you can also take a bus that takes you to the station until you want to take the cable car. You can of course also hike up for the ones who like a bit more of a physical challenge. Mm-hmm. So again, there's many options, and this really is a wonderful place to, you know, to breathe in the fresh pre-alpine air, to admire the scenery. And of course, from the Molaison, you can also see the little village of Gruyère, which is a nice change of perspective and highly recommendable. And then I think also for the lake regions, of course, if you are at by the Lake of Murten or by the Lake of Neuchâtel, you can just do a boat ride, for instance, and then breathe in the fresh lake air. You can also do a stand-up paddling tour. You can do a canoeing tour in the nature reservation of La Grande Carisse. This is in the Lake of Neuchâtel, and this is an activity that is typically done with a guide, and then he describes you anything about this nature reserve, which actually attracts lots of birds, lots of animals, and they just feel safe there, and then from a safe distance you can also observe them.
Are there walking paths along the lake so you can just go for a leisurely stroll?
Yes, exactly. So you can also go for a leisurely stroll either around the Lake of Murten or around parts of the Lake of Neuchâtel. This lake is a bit bigger, so it might take a bit longer if you wanted to do the whole round of the lake. You can do this either by foot. You can also take a bike or an e-bike and do these lake paths. And yes, they are very varied. You can, if it's summertime and it's warm enough to swim, you can hop in any time for a swim at any place of the lake shore that you like. And otherwise, yes, it's just a lovely leisurely afternoon or activity that you might do in the afternoon, maybe after having had one of these Murten or Vui specialities.
Sounds like a very good idea. Now, we mentioned, we've mentioned chocolate and cheese, but I keep hearing about the meringues from the region served with double cream from Gruyère. What makes them so famous, and can you tell me a little bit more about those?
Yes, so of course, after the cheese, we don't only have chocolate as a dessert. We also have the delicious meringues with Gruyère double cream, as a dessert. It is almost like cheese, though, because it's a very heavy double cream. So what we do is we have these meringues and we put the double cream over it, or one of the Alpine cheesemakers once showed me, he actually dipped the meringue into the double cream and he ate it like that. So this double cream is a typical product from the La Gruyère region that also is made up in the Alpine huts by the cheesemakers. It can be like a side product of the cheese production. So sometimes they like to produce cheese, but also produce this double cream. And yes, it just goes very well with this meringues together. It's also a typical dish at the Benichon, this Thanksgiving meal that I mentioned earlier, when everybody gets together after the Alpine season. And it's just another heavy load of calories, but definitely worth it.
And is that something that gets served year round, or is it a seasonal sort of dish?
It gets served year round. It is also produced in the cheese factories or in the milk treatment factories, dairy factories actually, in the lower region. So not only in the Alps during the whole year, but of course during the Alpine seasons in the summer, these double creams, they are made up in the Alps. So they have a bit more of Alpine taste. It's maybe hard to describe, but just I feel like you taste the Alpine herbs when you eat it, same as when you eat the Alpine cheese. So it has maybe a slightly different taste, but both versions are absolutely delicious and you can get it all year round. So no worries if you come in the Swiss winter, you can also taste the double cream with the meringues.
Wow, this sounds like there's plenty of culinary treats that we really have to try in Freiburg.
Certainly, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's been really good chatting with you, but before I let you go, I'm going to ask you if you could share with us the top three reasons that you think that people should include a visit to the Canton of Freiburg in their trip to Switzerland.
As I mentioned, I think at the very beginning, for me, the Canton of Fribourg is really a mini Switzerland that is, first of all, easily accessible, and second of all, really gives you all that you could think of when you think Switzerland. So I would say the mini Switzerland aspect with its traditions and the cultures for me is one of the main reasons. Then, of course, the second reason is the gastronomy. It's all the cheeses, all the chocolates that you can taste and which, of course, enhance the mini Switzerland experience. And then maybe third, if after all these calories you want to walk them up and you want, you know, to move a little bit, is, of course, the nature, I would say. The nature of our region with its fantastic places for hikes, for strolls around the lakes and for maybe mountain biking in the Prealpine regions. So I would say these combinations really make it for me a round experience and a perfect trip to this region.
Yeah. It certainly sounds like it's got everything we need. And as you say, it's within close proximity to the capitals or to the capital, as well as to Geneva and to Zurich, where many people fly into. So, yeah, why not spend a few days there and make the most of it all?
Exactly. So I would say, yes, we are very happy to welcome any Australians as soon as possible. We cannot wait to welcome you back. And we are really happy to share our beautiful region with you all.
Thank you. And we've got a lot of listeners from the United States too. So I think they might be lucky enough to visit Switzerland slightly before we Australians. But I'm sure they'll be keen to head to the Canton of Freiburg now as well, that they know more about it.
Sounds very good, yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Lisa, and for sharing all that wonderful information with us today.
Thank you very much, Caroline. It was a pleasure. And yes, we cannot wait for more visitors to come to our region. We are more than ready. Everything is, you know, like in the setup. We are ready to give you the perfect experience. So yes, thank you very much for this opportunity to sharing, you know, via the audio with you what is possible to experience in our region, and I hope it can be transformed into a real experience.
Thank you so much. Wow, are you hungry? Because I certainly am. I can just about taste those meringues with double cream, fondue, and of course delicious Swiss chocolate. I'm definitely making sure that the Canton of Freiburg is on my itinerary next time I visit Switzerland. Now, if you'd like more information about any of today's episode, you can get that at holidaystoswitzerland.com/episode22. You'll find the show notes there with links to the Freiburg Tourism website, as well as articles from Holidays to Switzerland that cover lots of the topics discussed today in more detail. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd be grateful if you'd leave a review on your favourite podcast app.
Thank you so much for listening. For more great resources on planning a trip to Switzerland, make sure you visit holidaystoswitzerland.com, where you'll find trip planning tips, destination guides, information on transport, including Swiss rail passes, and much more. You're also encouraged to join the Switzerland Travel Planning Group on Facebook, where you can ask questions and chat to other past and future travellers to Switzerland. You'll find show notes from today's episode at holidaystoswitzerland.com/podcast, and be sure to subscribe to the Holidays to Switzerland Travel Podcast so you never miss an episode.